The defeat of the farm bill last week has got Congress looking now at what to do next. They could pass another extension of the old farm bill from 2008. A year-end deal could avert a so-called fiscal cliff, which expires on September the 30th for farmers. Congress, as a practical matter, can probably wait until the end of the year to pass another extension, but there is a strong incentive to act without a working farm law. A dairy program from 1949 could go into effect, and milk prices on a parity price jump to $7 a gallon. A short-term extension would renew the annual direct payments, which has been criticized on the production history of cropland like in the past. David Steinbrenner, the chairman of the Senate committee, has called for the House to take up the Senate-passed farm bill that did pass and use that as a starter for their bill in the House. They had only a $4 billion cut in food stamps. However, the House bill wanted $20.5 billion and was defeated. The Senate bill's commodity title also is less favorable to Southern growers, so that would be a contentious problem for those in the Southeast. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.